BBC Radio Solent
with Julian Clegg.
Well, I trust you had a good weekend. It was a busy weekend in Greece, of course, and they had the referendum yesterday, and the Greek people have voted in that referendum to reject the terms of an international bailout, giving their overwhelming backing to the Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras' no campaign. More than 60% of people voted for what is being seen as a firm rejection of further austerity. Here's how people were reacting on the streets of Athens.
Well, I think that the Greek people won tonight, and I think that this will be a clear message that we cannot afford any more austerity.
Yeah, it's a very happy moment for Greek people, not only for the left party, but for all the Greek people, I think. It's a very big victory for us, and I think for all Europe.
So people in Athens there, and Dr. Roman Gerodimus is a lecturer in global current affairs at Bournemouth University and joins us now live on BBC Radio. So Roman, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on the show. So your reaction to the referendum?
Well, it's obviously a big victory for the No camp and for the Prime Minister, Mr. Tsipras, personally. But the question is whether it is a meaningful, you know, victory, because Mr. Tsipras is going to have an appointment with reality very soon this week, and the situation is quite dramatic in Greece. The estimates currently are that the Greek banks are going to run out of banknotes very soon, so within the next couple of days. So unless he manages to get some liquidity from the European Central Bank within the next 48 hours, the country is going to have to start issuing IOUs or sort of find some other way of surviving, and then it's quite clear that the European Central Bank, the lenders will not provide liquidity unless there is an agreement which they consider to be sustainable and fair. Just to give you some breaking news that came in 10 minutes ago, it's quite extraordinary that Mr. Varoufakis has just resigned, the finance minister, and that could be merely the product of sort of fighting within the government, or it could be a small sign that the government is moving towards an agreement. We don't know yet. It's very early, but it's quite extraordinary news coming in.
Yeah, just explain that. Varoufakis, people might know, is the sort of shaven-haired guy,
right,
with who rides the motorbike,
right,
just in case people are getting confused about which politician we're talking about. Why would he have resigned then? Are you saying that he wanted to stick to the austerity line and they're having to backtrack? Is that what you're saying?
Quite the opposite. He sort of almost indicated that there was no chance, basically, that he would ever sign a deal. But sort of almost he let that slip, you know, during the campaign for the referendum. And he made a series of very controversial, very provocative statements, including last night when after the results came out, he came out to the media and made a statement even before the Prime Minister did. So a lot of people wanted to see him go, both within the government and obviously in the opposition, and he says that he blames it on the European institutions, that basically they indicated that they would not be talking, you know, with him over the next 48 hours. So we understand that a Eurogroup meeting and a summit probably has been scheduled for tomorrow, and that's literally going to be end game. So either there's going to be a deal then, or the reality is that there's no more money. In theoretical terms, there's literally no more banknotes to get out of ATMs.
The word is actually he wasn't actually welcome at. He was made aware that he wasn't welcome at Eurozone meetings.
Right.
So I mean, it was that serious, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that was probably the case, you know, weeks ago. I mean, various leaders had indicated that they had enough of him. But it is interesting that the Prime Minister, Mr. Tsipras, accepted his resignation or advised him to sort of go, because that means that, you know, at least there's a glimmer of hope that he may be prepared to have a deal, because so far we haven't seen much an indication for that, you see.
Stay there, because I want to bring in David Jones, our business expert, who's listening to you, Roman, who's on the other line. David, good morning.
Good morning.
Your quick reaction to the resignation of the Greek finance minister?
I think it's seen as a positive, to be honest. I think there had been quite
by
a bit
whom?
Of I think by financial markets and probably the European leaders they've got to negotiate with. I think it had been quite a confrontational style, should we say, I think, in recent months. So I think a lot of people will see it as maybe a small step in the right direction.
Okay. David, are the banks going to open tomorrow?
Well, they say they do. The question is, I think, is how much money are they going to have? We've got a meeting later today from the European Central Bank, and that's going to decide what level of support they're going to continue to offer to the Greek banking system. So that's arguably, in the short term, a much bigger deal than the political ramifications, I think, whether they continue to pump money into the banking system. Because clearly, if they don't, we could see that the crisis take another lurch lower.
Roman, listening to that, I wonder what you think. Are the banks going to open tomorrow, or are they going to stay shut all week?
I'd be extremely surprised if they were to open tomorrow. I mean, what may happen is that they have a little bit more cash to get out of the cash machines for the next couple of days. I can't quite see how the banks would actually open unless there's some sort of dramatic reversal of fortunes, you know, unless there's some sort of deal today, which is very, very difficult politically, it would be unimaginable. So the best case scenario for me would be for the banks to open at the end of the week. But even then, it would be under, you know, very strict capital controls, which are going to be in place no matter what for weeks and months.
I mean, coming back to you, David, I mean, Robert Peston, our business editor, is saying this is like real crisis time, not enough money to import drugs into the health system in Greece. I mean, it's that bad.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I think it was this time last week, I think there were many Greek people saying that it's going to be next week we really start to feel the pinch. And it is that because it is such an import economy. So much of it comes from the rest of the world. If they haven't got the cash, there's talk about using a virtual currency, about using electronic IOUs. But I really can't see that idea, you know, taking off when we still have them in such a precarious financial situation, that country.
Mm. OK, David, thank you for being there this morning. Final word from you, Roman. As a Greek, mm-hmm. how have you viewed the story, and how do you feel about your country being in this predicament?
Well, I mean, this is definitely the most historic, the most dramatic development in the post-war history of Greece. And this is not exaggeration. I mean, I think there's pretty much a consensus on that. And just the talk that there may be needing shipments of humanitarian aid, shipments of medication and food, you know, within the next couple of weeks, unless there is an agreement. And this is—it's not me just saying this. It's basically European leaders and politicians in Greece, and you know, and everybody who's reasonable. So I think just that on its own, if we're talking about, you know, European Union country in 2015, that's quite extraordinary. So it is—it's very dramatic. I mean, it's not an abstract debate. It's people waiting outside banks, you know, pensioners waiting to get their pension or get 50 euros a day, so that they can get by for the month. So it's very worrying.
Indeed, Roman. Thank you for being there this morning. I suspect we might
You're
talk
welcome.
Again. Dr. Roman Gerolimus joining us from Bournemouth University. David Jones, our business expert in our business unit in London this morning as well. If you've got a view on that, perhaps you are Greek or you're living in Greece and you're listening online at the moment, you want to get involved, you can get in touch. You can email me, julianclegg@bbc.co.uk, or indeed, if you're close at home, call 0345 30 30 961 713.